The Willow and the Ribbon, 700 words. You've used less than half of the words available to you. Let's see if that's justified.
I sit on the park bench, checking on the clock on my phone for the umpteenth time.
A boring opening. It's literally a dude checking the time. You should know better than this by now.
My text log reads like this.
Awkward.
Meet me at the bench in front of the library in 10 minutes. Come alone.
This is all cliché. What about this makes it unique and original to you? Why are you telling this story? Why do you tell stories at all, if you're just gonna rehash things others have already said? Own your shit! Say things in a new way. Storytelling is about creating, not parroting.
That was at 10:30. It's now 10:45.
A pretty convoluted way to say he's late.
And here I am, sitting on a bench in the park, in front of the campus library, worried like a motherfucker for my best friend. What happened? What's wrong with her? I hear steps behind me and I whip my head around. Jane! I shout and jump up. What's... She shakes her head. Something's wrong. But I don't ask.
Show. Don't tell. How does he know something's wrong? Explain what he sees and how he knows.
I just nod and we sit on the bench. She inches as far away from me as she can.
Totally understandable.
Wrapping her arms around her shoulders, hiding her face from me, breathing silently.
A bit of a weird description. Breathing silently? I don't usually think of breathing as being loud. Nobody ever mentions it unless it's actually audible or visible. Furthermore, what is her silent breathing supposed to symbolize? It's just kind of a fact here, given without a clue as to what it means. Is silent breathing a sign that something's wrong? It sounds kind of normal to me, actually. You might as well tell me she's wearing pants.
We sit there for what seems like forever.
This is totally useless, because I have no idea how much time has actually passed. It could be 10 minutes, or an hour. Stuff like this matters, and there are nuanced ways to describe time that are both intelligent and useful.
Until I break the silence, are you okay?
Derp. I hate when characters say exactly what is going on in their heads. You could have asked anything here. Anything at all would have broken the silence and started a conversation. This is a perfect time to include some characterization for either character or both. I saw you got an A on the test. I only got a B. Boom, breaks the silence, gives you more info about the characters. Furthermore, it still fits in with the rest of your dialogue. This is what you should be doing all the time.
She turns around and stares at me.
Creepy.
Her hazel eyes, once full of life and warmth, are now dead.
This is cliché.
Bloodshot and staring right through me.
So she's staring at you, but through you. Pick one. They're mutually exclusive.
Jane, what?
Don't have dialogue from one character on the same line as an action from another. It's misleading and confusing. If that name hadn't been there, I'd assume it was the chick.
Don't, she says quietly. Okay. You really want to help?
She says don't. Then immediately talks about what it was she said she didn't want to talk about. That's weird.
I nod. You mean it? I chew my bottom lip. Jane, what's...
She just fucking said don't. And now you ask the same goddamn thing. Literally, word for word. Who does this? Are you an alien? Furthermore, why do you bother having him nod, bite his lip, and then ask her the same question straight away? Nothing's happened in between him saying yes and just fucking going right back to Dumbsville. Did you forget to put in her reaction to his yes? Furthermore, if it's all the same character and same dialogue, you can just keep it all in one line.
She grabs my hand and holds it in a vice grip.
No, she's holding it in her hand. You're using vice grip here as a noun, not an adjective.
I look into her eyes again. She's not looking through me. She's staring right into me. I see it now. Something so primal and insatiable.
This is a weird description. She sounds like she's about to jump your bones rather than being sad.
That I'd be scared if I didn't also see the agony and regret in her.
You just straight up tell me 4 things you see in her eyes rather than actually showing me any of this stuff. What does this shit look like in her eyes, and how does your character even know?
Okay, I say simply as she leads me towards the grove.
Let's take a break here and breathe for a second. In the first half of this story, we know that a girl is, like, upset for some reason, and she was late to a meeting. She sits on a bench and broods, while some idiot alien friend who doesn't know what to do or what is going on is there with her. This isn't much of a story. There's no conflict. Having somebody be upset is not a conflict in itself. He wants to help, but has no idea what's going on, and neither do we. This is almost a conflict, but because there's nothing specific that anybody wants other than to not be sad, the stakes are pretty fucking low. You kinda need to include your reader in on what's happening. This is first person, so we're just as confused and in the dark as your character. This is not a fun place to be. It does not make a good story. It could, maybe, if they were talking about anything substantive, but all they do is babble on about the problem at hand. They exist solely to talk about the fact that the girl is sad. There's nothing more to either of them than this sadness. Emotions do not exist in a vacuum. They need to be attached to events and actions.
We're lying underneath a giant willow tree, its branches reaching down to the ground, our naked bodies drenched in sweat, our breathing alternating in a staccato beat. My whole body aches, my head hurts, my heart is palpitating. We haven't said a single word since. I don't dare say anything. I don't want to ruin whatever the fuck this is.
And they fuck. Okay. This is a very juvenile way of handling this.
She gets up. Before she gets on top of me again, I stop her. Wait. What? Jane, don't, she says. What the fuck is wrong with you? I ask and get away from her.
Oh my god! Stop asking her that! She said don't ask. She said she wanted you to help by fucking her raw. And specifically, by not talking. You're hurting her. You're hurting her with your mouth. She literally just fucked you to shut you up, and you won't stop asking her questions like a goddamn toddler at the zoo. Just shut up, shut up, shut up!
What the fuck is wrong with you? She asked me with a bitter scowl on her face. This is what you want, isn't it? Don't you dare lie to me, Johnny. I know you've always wanted to fuck me. Not like this.
Brave fucking position after the deed's done, you fucking dishonest bastard.
I shake my head and back away. Jane, what the fuck's gotten into you?
Jeez, it didn't seem to matter when she was lubing your small cock with her sad gina.
She glares at me before closing her eyes and walking towards me. Okay, she says, and loops her arms through mine, holding my head.
What the fuck is going on here? Are they aliens? Is this how aliens fuck? Did she just put you in some sort of sexual half-Nelson?
Listen to me very carefully, Johnny. Okay, I say, and carefully wrap myself around her.
How many tentacles are involved in this scene? I'm gonna need some drawings of this weird arm-wrapping and head-holding crap.
This is the last time we'll ever see each other again.
E.T. phone home.
What? Stop, she says, her eyes flashing.
Oh fuck, she's gone full cuttlefish.
There are two ways we can do this. One, I tell you and leave now. Two, we'll spend the rest of the night together and you'll never know. What's it going to be? I think back to when we first met, how she stood up for me after everyone laughed at me.
Self-insert.
In Shakespeare class.
Hey, that's the prompt for this week. Hi, Mom!
For asking if Hamlet had an Oedipus complex.
Nah, kissing your mom is cool and normal on planet Earth. Welcome, friendly fellow human.
I think back to all the study sessions together, the gossiping, the salacious texts we've traded surreptitiously.
Hello, I have infiltrated the human education system. Do not show anybody else this text. It is a secret. Please inform the Supreme Commander.
How much and for how long we've come to confide in each other.
What if these humans are sentient beings just like us?
Just like that, she's handed me the end of the ribbon around her neck. Now, all I have to do is pull.
Our evolution has damned us with easily removable heads. We, the sweater people of planet Yarnonium, have been limited in our intergalactic conquest due to this fatal flaw.
Funny thing is, something inside me.
You have been diagnosed with Earth parasites. Please report to the med bay as soon as possible.
Already knows what will happen if I pull, that her head is going to fall right off her shoulders.
You will be court-martialed.
And when I look into her eyes, I see it. The sorrow, the pleading, the tears rolling down her face.
Each eye has its own cheeks, such is another cruel twist to the fate of our biology.
Holding her face in my hands, I kiss her on the lips as deep as I can, as we collapse into ourselves and fade away into darkness.
Interdimensional rap initiated.
And I'm not going to even bother reading the last paragraph, that's just, it's terrible.
I wake up to the sound of nightingales singing. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. My body aches. I look to the side, and there's her skeleton. I feel better inside.
Jesus Christ.